Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, September 27th.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody's, I'm not going to say down, but everybody's not happy with how we played. It's when you take a loss to a division opponent at home, it's not usually a good thing. We haven't done a lot of that in my time here. So this is how you respond. I mean, we got a long season ahead of us. It looks real dim right now, but you can find a way to get better from this and find a way to win these games at the end of the games. We'll be where we want to at the end of the season.
You heard it from QB1 himself. Nobody is happy after back-to-back losses for the defending AFC champions. The Chiefs losing to the Chargers on Sunday by a score of 30-24. They struggled out of the gate, turning the football over on their first three offensive possessions. And the most costly interception came all the way at the end of the game when Patrick Mahomes tried to dial up his usually most reliable target, Travis Kelce, all the way downfield.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, if you look, he kind of rolls to the right, and he saw me kind of reset. And usually when I reset, he kind of cuts back, and I usually find him. That's where we saw the touchdown in Baltimore last week. But at the exact time I was releasing it, he kind of went the reset. It happens. I mean, obviously we want to take care of the football in that situation. But we've made a lot of big plays happen in my career on that, so I'll never lose that kind of part of me.
As far as the defense goes, it opened up the game strong, but we saw some miscommunication that has been plaguing it early in this year as well. To sum Sunday up, an NFL offense simply can't have four turnovers and expect to win, especially against a tough divisional opponent like the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs began the day with the news that Frank Clark and Charvarius Ward would be inactive, but the Chiefs saw cornerback Rashad Fenton leave the game with a concussion. After the game was over, the Chiefs announced that head coach Andy Reid was feeling ill, so he did not address the media. Instead, it was special teams coordinator Dave Tobe, who is also the Chiefs' assistant coach. Reid left Arrowhead Stadium in an ambulance, but according to reports, he seemed okay, and it just had to be done as a precaution.
We've been here before, like you said, but we was on the other side of just winning. But it is a little frustrating when it comes down to one possession, you know, every week, and we don't capitalize, you know, as a team, not just one play here or one play there. So it's as a team. So, yeah, I just think we just got to keep grinding our way. The years before we won the Super Bowl and went to the Super Bowl, we won those close games. So that's just showed you how small the margin is in the NFL. Every game's coming down in one possession. We just found it a way to win. So, I mean, we'd be all right. We're just going to go back and start grinding and get on this win streak, and then all this stuff will be behind us, man. We're just grinding away, working, and just to get back on that winning side.
All three of the Chiefs games so far in 2021 have come down to the wire. The defensive struggles have continued to put Kansas City at a disadvantage, but on Sunday, it was the early offensive turnovers that disrupted a promising start from Anthony Hitchens, who you just heard, and the rest of the defenders. With the loss, the Chiefs are now 1-2, and wildly enough, last place in the AFC West. The last time the Chiefs were under 500 was Week 10 of 2015, so this is officially uncharted territory for the Mahomes era here in Kansas City.
Man, it's completely... We just lost, you know, so it's not going to be upbeat or just happy, but it's understanding that, you know, from the offensive standpoint, we can't turn the ball over, and it's just that simple. I mean, four turnovers in a game is completely unreasonable just for us, and we completely understand that. So, you know, it's supposed to hurt because, you know, this is our profession and this is what we're doing. We want to come out with a W, but, you know, ultimately we watch the film, see what we can get corrected, and right now we know it's turnovers. We kind of beat ourselves up, and you know, as far as everything that I feel and everything that I've seen, you know, from the offensive standpoint, turnovers is what killed us.
For the second straight game, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire did fumble the football. That was the bad news, but there was a good aspect to the day for CEH, and that's that he actually ran the football well. Clyde had 17 carries for 100 yards, and he also scored a touchdown on a 10-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes. But even with Edwards-Helaire's strong game, the Chiefs could not get it done. We expect more updates to come on Monday when head coach Andy Reid would typically join the media for a Zoom at noon. Remains to be seen if that will be done by Dave Tobe or Reid himself. We'll keep you posted at arrowheadpride.com. As far as we go, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for Monday, September 27th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, we do expect to have a From the Podium with another editor show coming at you on Tuesday. That's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.